ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A man arrested near a Trump rally in California over the weekend released. Police say 49-year-old Ben Miller had illegal guns, ammunition, and fake passports in his car, but he is not believed to have carried out any threats against Donald Trump. Jury selection begins today in the long-awaited trial of a man accused of killing two young teenage girls in Indiana 7 years ago.
13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German were last seen going for a walk on a local hiking trail. Their bodies were found the next day. Authorities have not released details on how Abby and Libby were killed, but prosecutors say prison recordings and communications reveal Richard Allen confessed to the crimes more than 60 times. The defense attributed those confessions to a decline in his mental health.
ABC's Allison Kosick. The Nobel Memorial Economics Prize awarded to a trio of researchers who study the root causes of why some countries fail.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice presidential candidate Tim Walz campaigns in Wisconsin today with stops in Green Bay and Eau Claire. He tells Good Morning America why he's running.
I watched Donald Trump dismiss the COVID pandemic. I watched him drive an economy into the ground. And I watched Joe Biden and Kamala Harris pick those pieces up.
Also in Wisconsin today, First Lady Jill Biden is in Madison. Senator Bernie Sanders is in Milwaukee. Kamala Harris will be in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and La Crosse on Thursday. Elon Musk's political action committee has taken over a big share of Donald Trump's get-out-the-vote efforts in Wisconsin. Musk's America PAC is reportedly working with the far-right dark money group Turning Point Action. Their combined efforts are said to be focusing on people they've identified as Trump supporters who haven't voted recently. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. When transferring money online, whether it be to pay a bill, purchase an item, or to send money to an individual, many consumers use PayPal to make a safe and secure transaction. Because of its popularity, there are PayPal imposters trying to scam users of this transfer service. Scammers should not be able to access a PayPal account, but if it appears that they may have, action can be taken to make sure the account continues to be secure. Michelle Reinen with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection says that PayPal has associates to assist anyone that has been contacted by a PayPal imposter.
You'll want to be contacting that help center, which can be found on the official website. If you think that you have been receiving these questionable messages, or again, if you question something with your account.
You can contact ADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Packers with a win at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers jumped out to a 24-0 lead and went on to beat the Arizona Cardinals 34-13 in front of nearly 78,000 fans at Lambeau Field in the rain. Jair Alexander asked how important it was for Green Bay to finally get back-to-back wins this season.
It's major. It's hard to win in this league and to get two in a row. I mean, that's even better. Now let's try to get three.
Romeo Doubs with two touchdown catches. Christian Watson with a 44-yard touchdown reception in the south end zone. Is it true they drew that one up on the sidelines?
100%. That was something that we didn't even have a game plan. We knew we could take a shot. So, as soon as we called the play, I knew that it was coming.
NBA, the Bucks host the Bulls tonight in preseason action. College hoops, longtime Wisconsin basketball head coach Bo Ryan inducted last night into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
It was my supreme honor to coach you. I will cherish the memories we share for the rest of my life. Thank you.
For sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, frosty in the low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Matt Nair on air.
She's the fabulous farm babe. She is Pam Yonke. One of the reports that you guys did from last week was about the cow photographers.
When you go to World Dairy Expo, it never ceases to amaze me. Hair dryers, goop for their hair, for their hooves, everything. When it's time for them to go potty, somebody walks around behind them with a bucket. Now that's pampering, if you ask me.
Matt and Air on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Kelly Robinson from the Human Rights Campaign. Hour number two, donating blood, more important than ever. We're going to talk diversity. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. And good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
Hey, man, it was 40 degrees when I got up this morning.
Yeah, and I think it's only going to get to like 55 today.
Yeah, for the next 3 days, man. And not to worry, from Wednesday, I guess, or Tuesday, or Thursday, all the way through next weekend, it'll be 70s.
I can definitely live with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, you're at the point where you're blowing leaves, and it's kind of a futile attempt. You take care of the leaves?
I usually don't, you know. It might just be an excuse for my laziness, but, you know, it fertilizes the grass.
Yeah, it does, but if you mulch them,
yeah, that's an extra step I'm not doing.
All right. So I got a great show lined up for you this morning. As always, I want to begin with an invitation. We have Mr. Ben Steinhoff. He is running for the 5th congressional seat, presently held by Scott Fitzgerald. If you know anything about that name, Scott Fitzgerald, it should send shivers through your spine. Been a long time state senator who did some horrible, horrible things as a state senator. And he was rewarded with being moved up to Congress. And I'm sure he's doing some horrible things there. But good morning to you, Mr. Ben Steinhoff. How are you?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, man. Let's talk a little bit about who you are.
Well, like you said, my name is Ben Steinhoff, running for Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. It's my first foray into politics. Prior to that, I have been a paramedic and firefighter for a number of years, worked at the Children's ER and OR, both in Madison and here in Milwaukee. So I've been in healthcare for well over a decade, and volunteered for my community during the COVID-19 pandemic. While I was still running as a fire medic, I was also volunteering for the city of Lake Mills in, you know, rural Wisconsin, because they were just desperate for volunteers. It was a full volunteer program. So I was doing that in my quote unquote free time during the COVID-19 pandemic. But, you know, kind of looked around and saw the people we keep electing to office and realized that we need somebody much better than Scott Fitzgerald, as you said, you know, in the show opening there.
So, I mean, why you? I mean, you. This is a big leap. You know, I mean, clearly there has to be something that moved you to that point. What was it?
I mean, I think it was a whole bunch of little things that really kind of moved us forward to want to jump into this race. But I think the really big one was during that COVID-19 pandemic I was talking about, the Lake Mills EMS department that I was working for was completely, you know, volunteer, and we were only funded by private donations. So the city wasn't, you know, paying to keep us afloat. The only way we could do that was through generous donations by members of the community. So we would have to do pancake breakfast, chili suppers, things like that. And obviously during COVID, we, you know, wouldn't be doing pancake breakfast and chili suppers. So we ended up burning through a lot of the money we had in the coffers. And a short while after COVID started, we ended up having to close our doors because we just ran out of money. And now that whole district is covered by a private EMS company, so they can raise their rates, you know, whenever they want. And part of the reason we couldn't get that funding was our state legislature, as you said earlier, kind of drug their feet for quite some time with the federally allocated pandemic relief money that we had. So we didn't get any of that. And like I said, ended up having to close our doors. So that really kind of got me looking into politics a lot more than I was before. And I saw, you know, that Scott Fitzgerald was running for a congressional seat at the time. So I thought it was pretty ridiculous that they would be withholding, you know, federal funding as he's running for a federal seat. I hoped he wouldn't win, but, you know, I kind of looked at the district, saw that it was one of the deepest, reddest districts in the country, and he ended up winning in 2020 and 2022. So I figured 2024, we need to run somebody against him that is going to be able to take away a heck of a lot of the votes that he was getting from people in rural Wisconsin. You know, the 5th district is a very rural, blue-collar, hardworking district, and I think that we needed to run somebody who had a little more blue in their collar than the people we'd been running prior to that.
You know, man, it is always so telling to me that, you know, people who do the things that Scott Fitzgerald has done and opposed to the average person, and not willing to support the average person. Many of these people happen to be Republican conservatives, and yet people who live in districts who these people are doing everything they can to help destroy seem to continue to get elected, man. I just don't understand the mentality of why that happens. Do you?
You know, if I did, I would probably have a lot more money in my bank account right now than I currently do. But, you know, part of it, what I think it is, you know, people get complacent. We had Jim Sensenbrenner representing this district since
forever.
God, yeah, before I was born. So I think that people, you know, saw that he wasn't making any waves. He, you know, was still holding town halls at least, but, you know, a little more catered to him specifically. But, you know, I hear from a lot of people that at least Sensenbrenner was holding town halls. Scott Fitzgerald hasn't held a town hall since, I think, May. And before that, it was like January or February. And he only does them like basically like Zoom, or just you can do like phone call town halls. And he just calls people in the district like 20 minutes before they start. So, you know, he has a very catered audience to himself. He's, you know, never really back here in the district talking to people. And I think the main reason is because he doesn't want to face, you know, the people, his constituents, because he has done a lot of very unpopular things, you know, starting in the state Senate and now moving into Congress. And I just don't think that he wants to face his constituents, you know, asking him, why the heck would you be doing stuff like this? He's refused to debate us. You know, we've reached out to him a couple times. We had Carroll University was going to host a debate between the two of us. We had their Republican and progressive caucus both, you know, wanting to sponsor this event. And he, one of his aides essentially told us that there's no point in debating us because it'll only be negative for him. And I feel like if, you know, that's your reasoning to not do a debate, then that should, you know, say something about the candidate that you're running, if you don't even want to, you know, stand on a debate stage and try and defend some of the policies that you've had.
So the 5th Congressional District is heavily conservative. It's heavily red.
Yep.
And so, you know, what would you label yourself?
I'm a Democrat. I would say that I'm progressive, you know, and people think I'm crazy for saying that here in this district because it is so conservative. But, you know, a lot of people that I talk to, you know, when I explain what I want to do, you know, 911 reform, education, bodily autonomy, a lot of people agree with, you know, everything that I say. And, you know, they go, oh, so are you a conservative or a Democrat? And tell them I'm a Democrat. And they look at me, you know, like, oh, wow, I didn't really realize that. So I think that it's just been, you know, people labeling others and, right. you know, just basically the progressive caucus has been labeled as, you know, this extremist, you know, caucus. And I really don't think it's extreme to fight for, you know, women's rights, fight for health care and different things like that. So one of the biggest things that we've done, you know, because I knew the district before we decided to jump in the race. I knew that it was going to be an uphill battle, but I figured, you know, if someone's going to take the fight to these conservatives, it's going to be me. And so one of the things that we did was all over our website, our campaign colors and everything, it's all green, you know, just to show that, you know, we are environmentally friendly. We do want that to be a main focus because a lot of young people, that's, you know, their number one concern is the environment. And so we labeled everything as green and we got a lot of flack from the county and state parties saying, you know, you got to label yourself a Democrat. You got to be blue. It has to say it all over your website. And we said, you know, with all due respect, you know, we're going to run our campaign the way we want to. So we went with the green and nowhere on the website does it say, you know, that we are running as a Democrat because we want people to actually look at the issues, look at the policies, go through our website and then, you know, just make that decision for themselves.
So if you're just joining us, it's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Mr. Ben Steinhoff. He is a candidate for Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. So you bucked up against the Democratic Party. What was their response to you? Have they helped you financially or, you know, I mean, you pushed back against what they had to say. And how have they responded as far as helping you financially, which is clearly if this seat can be flipped, it would be monumental. What has their thought been?
So I, you know, really think that the not only the state, but also the national party have basically just written off this district because it's been so deep red for such a long time. But that, you know, doesn't really bother us. I've been, you know, kind of counted out in the underdog for most of my entire life. But that, you know, hasn't stopped us so far. They are doing two mailers for us. So that's about the extent of the, you know, state parties helped us out. But, you know, like I was saying, we chose those green colors. And at first, the state and local parties were both like, you can't do that. And then when our signs came out and we started having, you know, like meetings later in the summer, I had so many people come up to me and, you know, just be like, I'm so glad that you went with these green colors because my, you know, ultra conservative neighbor came over because he saw your green yard sign. And he said, you know, who the heck is Ben Steinhoff? So he came over to talk to me and ask me about you. And I brought up your website. We went through your 911 reform and all these other different things. And he's going to vote for you. And, you know, when we've been out canvassing and talking to people, we have, you know, our signs going up next to Trump bank signs, which is, you know, pretty crazy. But it shows that we can, you know, talk across the aisle and we can get the votes that we need to flip this district.
So hang on a second. My guest is Mr. Ben Steinhoff. He's a candidate for Wisconsin's 5th Congressional District. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, 855-752-4842. I've got on my woke hat this morning, so we're ready to go to battle. We'll be right back.
News from the center, WRCE.
Sometimes people change, and not always for the better. Take Senator Tammy Baldwin. What happened? She's been in D.C. for 25 years. Extreme left-wing groups have showered her with campaign cash, and now she's siding with them. Baldwin supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. That's extreme. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. That's just cruel. Tammy Baldwin used to share our values, but a quarter century in Washington has made her just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Some group of kids from Stevens Point were using racial slurs against black and mixed race players on the Eau Claire North team. Let's go to Joe. Let's see.
One of the things that makes this state great is the legacy of Vince Lombardi. He tells his players, you are all equal on my team. Vince Lombardi would never have tolerated that sort of behavior, and he's one of our heroes.
Joe, as you always do, you nailed it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Ben Steinhoff. He is a candidate for the 5th congressional seat, presently held by none other than the infamous Scott Fitzgerald. So let me ask you, sir, you know, you've been at this now for a while. It's your first time running. What are your thoughts thus far about the amount of work and effort that goes into especially running for a congressional seat without having support from the state, real support from the state Democratic Party or the National Democratic Party?
It's been interesting. We knew that it was going to be an uphill battle. I knew it was going to be a ton of work. You know, I didn't just jump into this because I was like, oh, this will be fun. It's been a lot, you know. All summer this summer, we were out at every single one of the
festivals,
county fairs.
Right.
Yeah, we were at every single one of those county fairs. And since we didn't have a primary opponent, our big goal this summer was to make sure that both of those constitutional amendments that we had on the August 13th ballot got defeated. And so, like I said, we were there every day. I was working full time. Up until last week, basically, I was working full time, finally had to take a leave of absence, but I would go to work at 5:30 in the morning. I would get done at 2:30 and I would drive from my job at the Children's Hospital and go straight to these county fairs and talk to as many people as I could about the upcoming election on August 13th. And we ended up getting both of those amendments to be defeated, which was pretty cool. You know, that was goal number one. We checked that box. And the other pretty cool thing was that we got 13,000 more votes than any other Democratic nominee's gotten before in this district. So that was another really cool sign, not only showing that a lot of people are showing up to vote, but we're also, you know, getting a lot of people to vote for us, too. So, it was pretty cool to see that.
So I'm interested. So you're clearly talking to a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives who support Donald Trump. And here you are asking for their vote. Many of them clearly are supporting Donald Trump, and yet you're asking them to split the ticket. And do you think that there were many who were willing to do that?
I really do think there are. You know, as we were going out to break from that last segment, I was saying that we have a handful of our signs up next to Donald Trump signs, because when we're going out knocking doors, and my wife always comes with me when we go, just because we don't get to see each other unless we're actually like out doing campaign events. We actually got married in the middle of March of this year. And since then, you know, we really haven't seen each other unless we're out doing campaign events. So my wife and I always go out, and whenever we see, you know, anybody outside doing yard work, or even if one of the doors on our list has, you know, Trump signs everywhere, she's always like, "You're not going to go to that house, are you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, you better believe I'm going to that house. We're going to go talk to these people." And so, you know, we've peeled away a whole bunch of votes. And I know that in most other districts, this might not really be possible, but we always lead with the fact that, you know, Scott Fitzgerald is the incumbent. And a lot of people, even, you know, very conservative Republicans, haven't liked what he's done. You know, his two crowning achievements that he touts all the time are Act 10, which most people, you know, absolutely despise. And the other one is bringing Foxconn here to Wisconsin, which cost Wisconsin taxpayers over $3 billion. And we now have a vacant building just sitting there that, you know, we spent hundreds of millions of dollars on. So those are his two biggest policies, and a lot of people really don't like either one of those. So when we were going out getting signatures, we had to get over 1,000 just to get on the ballot. Me, my wife, and all our volunteers that were going out, we gave him the same script. And it was a paramedic, firefighter, works for the community. And everybody's first question was always, well, is he Democrat or Republican? And we'd tell him, you know, he's running as a Democrat. And they'd go, no, thanks, and go to close the door. They pause for a second, and they'd go, who's he running against? And we'd say, he's running against Scott Fitzgerald. Door would come flying back open. And, you know, some of the things that I heard come out from behind a walker were things that I didn't think that they used to teach back in those days. But, you know, people have a lot of opinions about Scott Fitzgerald, and, you know, they feel free to let me know what they think about him. And I let them know that the only way we can get him out of office is you're going to have to vote for me. So we've been calling these people back for the past couple weeks saying, hey, remember you signed our nomination papers. The only way we can get Scott out of office is if you end up voting for, you know, the pro 911 candidate, the guy who wants to reform 911, refund, you know, police, fire, and EMS, so we can, you know, take care of our community members.
You know, man, I am really glad that we had you on and that people get a chance to get to know you. Because clearly, if you don't win this time, you sound like a guy to me who's made up your mind you want to be involved in politics. Oh, I mean, politics. That's something you want to do, right? I mean, this is not going to be it for you.
I mean, I never wanted to be involved with this, but somebody had to step up. And, you know, anytime people call me a politician, I let them know that, nope, I'm not a politician. I'm a leader. Leaders or politics are what got us into this mess, and leaders are what's going to get us out.
All right, man. Good luck. Congratulations. It's nice to meet you. We wish you all the luck in the world, and we need people like you engaged in politics. Politics.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, Earl.
Yes, sir. We'll talk soon. You know, it's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Hang on.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is second in the nation in the number of dam failures. That's according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum. It says 34 Wisconsin dams have failed since 2000. 28 of those 34 dams have failed since 2018. Only South Carolina does worse. The Policy Forum says it's a symptom of aging infrastructure and more rain due to climate change. Native American tribes in Wisconsin are bringing back growing and harvesting wild rice. Joe Gravine is a member of the Lac du Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa in northern Wisconsin.
I see that abundance of rice that hasn't been there for 20 years. That smile on her face, the energy that they give off.
But tribes are concerned that climate change could threaten future crops. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Richland County has the availability of grant funding to support prevention, treatment, and recovery related to the opioid epidemic. Nonprofit organizations, businesses, schools, and local government agencies located in and serving Richland County and its residents are eligible to apply. Funding can be requested by completing an application and submitting it to the attention of the Director of Richland County Health and Human Services by 4:30 October 28th. Applications will be reviewed at the Health and Community Services Committee meeting November 7th at 9:30. All applicants are required to be present at the meeting. A final review and approval by the Richland County Board of Supervisors will occur on December 10th. Questions regarding this grant opportunity may be directed to the HHS Director, Tricia Clements, at 608-649-5935. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you liked Young Sheldon, maybe you'll like this other Big Bang Theory spinoff. Variety reports the show, which has been in development at Max for the last year, just added cast members Brian Posehn, Lauren Lapkus, and Kevin Sussman. Story details for the series are being kept under wraps, but the three new cast members will reprise their roles from the original Big Bang Theory. If the show is ultimately greenlit, it will be the fourth in the Big Bang franchise. Lifestyle influencer, insider trader Martha Stewart is pulling no punches in a new documentary. The film, titled Martha, covers the billionaire's rise to fame, starting with her days as a teenage model, to her reality series, Snoop Dogg friendship, and her conviction for obstructing justice and lying to the government, for which she spent 5 months in prison. She has opinions on all of this. Martha will soon be available on Netflix October 30th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a high in the low 50s this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, frosty in the low 30s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low to mid 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What are you too embarrassed to do alone? I can't go into the library without a date.
Interesting.
Yes. I'm no loser.
Grocery store.
Yeah.
You prefer to do that alone.
Absolutely.
When I used to go with my roommate, he would take longer than me, and I'd be sitting in the car with all my groceries for like 20 minutes.
I can't even shop with my wife. She's browsing, and I respect that, but I can't do it. I'm a mission guy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk with the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. Steve Knoll joins me to talk about the scary movies you can see all month, and we discuss the anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
that. Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. And by the way, at 9:30, we're going to be joined by Congressman Gregory Meeks. He's in the 5th District of New York. He's been a congressman for 26 years, and he will be joining us. As from this point forward, I'm going to be having surrogates on national surrogates throughout, you know, the rest of the election period, and daily there'll be somebody who will be joining us from the National Democratic Party to really talk about, you know, where this race is and why it's important that we should, that people need to vote. And before we go to the phone lines, I got two things, actually. There is, tomorrow, Sandy Williams is going to be here, as always, but we're going to be joined by Mr. Reggie Jackson. And Reggie Jackson is a griot known all over this nation with Black history. And so he's going to join us, and we're going to have a conversation, because there seems to be a group of African-American Black males that seem to be wayward and seem to be somehow looking to support Donald Trump and not vote for Kamala Harris. Former President Barack Obama addressed this issue at a gathering last Friday. This is a serious, serious threat. It's one of the reasons why Congressman Gregory Meeks is going to be joining us, you know, this morning. And so presidential candidate, vice president and presidential candidate Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party has now put together some promises that they are going to make towards African Americans during this election. I will say this. Long overdue, because constantly what we've been hearing is about rural America, and that rural America has been left behind. And so very little, if any, conversation at all about Blacks in this nation, as if Blacks have somehow don't count. And so there is this late push now from the Democratic Party, long overdue, to address what is and has been continued injustice in this nation as it relates to Black males and their suffering in this nation, you know. And so we got a lot going on, and so we're going to address those things this at 9:30 with Congressman Gregory Meeks, but also with none other than Reggie Jackson on tomorrow. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Al from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Hammer time. Can't touch this. I'm waiting to hear it.
Hammer time.
Anyway. Hammer time. Can't touch this.
Yeah.
But let's talk about what you're talking about.
First off, Al, let me say this. You said talk about what I'm talking about. This is now what the Democratic Party is talking about. And President Barack Obama addressed this on Friday. And so Vice President and candidate Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party has now put together. I can tell you, Al, it is called, here it is. They sent it to me this morning. Vice President Harris releases opportunity agenda for black men as part of the Harris Walls comprehensive push to continue engaging black voters. So this is a major concern of the Harris campaign. Go ahead, Al.
Well, I was going to say, we are African-American men have been discounted to the point where we have blended into the landscape and they don't count us and they don't think that we're going to step up. That's not true. The point is, we've been kicked down so long constantly by everybody and then set aside to the point where we've been told we don't count and we're starting to believe that. It's just like all of these political campaigns. They constantly are bad-mouthing people and saying things that are not true. But if you keep hearing it over and over and over, it's not like you believe it, but it's get to a point where you don't care. But voting, we fought hard to get the right to vote, and a lot of people lost their lives as a result of. But the point is, everybody, especially those of us who are African-American, should be voting to put people in office who will finally one day represent all of us, not just the black men, everybody. Because the people that have been running for office for all these years, they select who they're going to represent, and they beg for money, and they get wealthy, and they don't represent nothing but a dollar bill. I ran for office 3 times and lost because I would not raise funds because I didn't want anyone ever to come to me telling me what I owe them. I don't owe nobody nothing. I worked my butt off for over 70 years, and everything I have, I earned.
Well, Al, you have represented black men for the better part of, what is it, 30 years, 40 years? And so you constantly have dedicated your life and time to trying to improve the lot of black men in this society. This is one of the things that this new approach from Kamala Harris, providing 1 million loans that are fully forgivable to black entrepreneurs and others to start businesses, champion education, training, and mentorship programs that help black men get good-paying jobs in high-demand industries and lead their communities, including pathways to become teachers, investment in more black male teachers, promoting registered apprenticeships, and credentialing opportunities in the black communities, strengthening the public service loan forgiveness programs, investing in leadership training and mentorship programs, supporting regulatory framework for cryptocurrency and other digital assets so black men who invest in and own these assets are protected, and on and on and on. And so this is something that has just come into the fold because it's come to the realization for the Democratic Party that there are black men who clearly do not believe in any of this, be it Donald Trump, be it Democrats or Republicans. They've seen the history of our nation, and it doesn't matter who the president has been, it hasn't changed the realities for black men in the society. You say what?
Let me say this. Our problem is not at that level. Our problem is local. And until people start waking up and putting people in office on a local basis, I don't care if it's dog catcher, we need to vote and put people in offices that affect our day-to-day lives. I grew up in poverty. And, hey, I worked my butt out of it, but I got an education. The more my better my education got, the better my life got. But the point is, listening to all of that garbage coming out of these people's mouths has done nothing for any of us. We have to get out and stand up and fight for ourselves and become what I call the shadow force. We don't need to be seen. We need to get the work done.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I am a democracy warrior. I've spent 6.5 hours this weekend calling to get the vote out for wisdems.org. I recommend anybody else that's out there to get involved with wisdems.org. Also, Souls to the Polls, WI.org, or Souls to the Poll, WI.com. These people, we have such a ground game, Earl. I have, you know, volunteered for other places in the past, and the number of volunteers that we have are so much more this year than they have ever been. It is very exciting. I would recommend everyone turn off your TVs. Don't turn off your radio, of course, but turn off your TVs. Turn off your any polling stuff. Just get to work, and let's just win this thing. And of course, you know, if we lift some up, we lift this all up. So, you know, people, don't let the, you know, these new policies divide and conquer us the way that the Republicans like to do. Just remember, we're all doing better if we're all doing better.
Well, so let me respond to that, Tom. Clearly, the black male population right now, a segment of my community, disagrees with that. And so there is this push now from the Democratic Party to address what's been an ongoing issue in this nation with black men who feel completely left out of the society. And now that there's conversations about, you know, possibly many of them voting for Donald Trump, the Democratic Party hasn't wasted any time in responding to it. So 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Hang on the lines.
From the center, WRCE.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, I don't call radio stations very often.
Your calls are the best calls.
And keeping you inspired and informed is part of the Civic Media vision.
Thank you very much for broadcasting the Liz Cheney question and answer. I really appreciated that, hearing her voice, and for you to broadcast it like that was wonderful.
Listen to the Liz Cheney interview now on our website, civicmedia.us. Real news and great conversation.
Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. So I'm going to be joined by Congressman Gregory Meeks. He's the 5th District Congressman of New York. He's been a congressman for 26 years, and he's going to be talking about this new initiative from Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party at the 12th hour to attempt to move black male voters who somehow have decided that they don't see voting for Kamala Harris as, you know, the most important thing that they can do. Let's go to Cassandra from Middleton. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And I just want to weigh in here. And the reason why I, a black female, want to do so is because I have two adult children. I have a daughter and I have a son. And I have noticed the differences in the opportunity structures that are available to my son compared to my daughter. When my son applies for a job, he oftentimes have to list qualifications that are far greater than his white counterparts. And the concern that I have about this opportunity agenda for black males is that it does not address urban, working class, or new applicants into the job field. And those are the black males who are just starting to get their foot in the door. It is too boule focused. That's what I will say. There's a discussion about providing loans. Yes, in order to get the loan, you would need credit. But if you are a young man just starting off, you don't have the credit score to qualify, and you also don't have the experience truly to start the business. And so what I would recommend the Harris campaign do is that they include information in there to help young black men become more stable, such as housing, dismantle the two-tiered job qualification system where you have immigrants and whites on one tier and black males on a second qualification tier. You do something about, and this is going to rock a few boats, but you do something about how black males are treated in our court system in terms of custody and their children. These are things that Kamala Harris, as an attorney, should be talking about. What I'm seeing right now, I am not impressed at all. Not at all. It is too Boulay focused. And thanks for taking my
call. So, Cassandra, hang on before you go. So I have been a part of or been around 11 presidential elections. That's how long I've been living. And I can only think of one as a black man that changed the dynamic of the black community in this country. You know who that president was?
Who?
Lyndon Baines Johnson, because he signed the civil rights legislation that began to change things and try to correct some of the injustice that still dogs this nation. And so Kamala Harris didn't create the problem. And Kamala Harris alone can't fix it. Even when Barack Obama was the president of the United States, he was not able to change that dynamic himself, as powerful as he was. What I don't understand with these young brothers who are going to be voting against Kamala Harris is what they think they're going to get from Donald Trump. I don't understand that part of it. And as I have conversations with them, I say to them, what do you think you're going to get from conservatives and Donald Trump? Do you think you're going to get a fair shake?
Okay, Earl, can I answer?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? They have already won the battle in the public arena for now. They have forced the Democratic Party to acknowledge that there is a problem.
True.
For a very long time, the Democratic Party, they did not even want to even bring them to the table. Now they're saying we have to bring black men and give them a seat at the table. They're getting a seat. That's progress.
Hey, well said, Cassandra. 855-752-4842. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Hang on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will review the weekend happenings and look ahead as we count down towards election 2024. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
And Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go
yeah,
vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.